Now, what is the distinction between the two? In the higher nature also there are activities, movements, qualities, powers, forces, properties. All these things that are obtained in the movement are also in Paraprakriti, and the same is also in the Paraprakriti. But the distinction is that in Paraprakriti's movement, all movements are sovereign and all movements are unified. That's a mark of Paraprakriti. Whenever any movement takes place, it is unopposed. Every movement in Paraprakriti, every movement is unopposed. Therefore, every movement is sovereign. There is no sense of opposition at all. Every action, therefore, is sovereign. Every expression is sovereign. It rules over all the others. And secondly, all the movements are unified. And that is also another mark. In Paraprakriti, no movement is seen as isolated movement. Every movement is seen as a part of the totality, of the whole. And every movement is automatically unified with all the others. There is a automatic harmony. There is a subordinate corollary of this, and it is that in Paraprakriti, everything is devoid of struggle, devoid of effort. There is spontaneity, effortlessness, and automatic strength, inherent strength. Now, these are the special characteristics by which you can distinguish between what is pertaining to Paraprakriti and what is not pertaining to Paraprakriti. Wherever there is an expression which is sovereign, wherever there is an expression which is unified, wherever there is a movement which is devoid of effort, where there is spontaneity, is perfect. Now, these three characteristics also are found to be in Paraprakriti from time to time. And whenever these appear even in the Paraprakriti, we can say they are perfect. A smile of the child, which happens spontaneously, effortlessly, that smile is perfect. Because there is no opposition to it, there is no constraint on it. It issues automatically, spontaneously, effortlessly. A child answering a question to an examiner in a small school at a very low level of examination, and the child simply says, "I don't know." It's a perfect answer. You simply love it because there is innocence, there is a perfect sincerity, a spontaneity. Now, these ideas about perfection are important to be kept in mind when we consider this Vibhuti Yoga. What Sri Krishna wants to explain to us is that in this world of manifestation, there are two levels of manifestation. One manifestation that takes place in Paraprakriti, and another manifestation that takes place in Aparaprakriti. In Paraprakriti, everything is perfect. In Aparaprakriti, everything is imperfect. And yet, this imperfection tends towards perfection. And this is very important. In Aparaprakriti, everything is imperfect, but it tends towards perfection. So unless you know what is perfect, we won't understand how it tends towards towards perfection. There are therefore degrees of imperfections. There are lesser degrees of imperfection, greater degrees of imperfection. Wherever there is a higher degree of perfection or imperfection, not perfection, but higher degrees of imperfection, it is vishesha vibhuti, it is special becoming. Higher degrees tending towards greater perfection, that is vibhuti.